This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Monday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include an update on the detainment of a University of Minnesota grad student, the latest on a small plane crash in Brooklyn Park, and the Wolves fight for a win, literally. But we begin with supporters and members of the LGBTQ community holding a rally today at the state capitol to celebrate International Transgender Day of Visibility.
International Transgender Day of Visibility started back in 2009 as a way to celebrate the accomplishments of transgender people while also raising awareness about the discrimination they face, particularly now under the Trump administration. Trump has signed a number of executive orders so far that would limit transgender and non-binary people's rights. Minnesota DFL State Representative Lee Finke is trans and is leading the fight to protect those rights.
You know, the experience of this has been very hard on all of us, including myself, but we're not going anywhere, and we're going to fight every step of the way to protect our rights.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. More protests at the U of M Twin Cities campus over the weekend in reaction to a Carlson School of Management grad student who was detained by ICE officials. Abaki Beck represents the Union of Grad Student Employees and told the gathering that this is another example of the government targeting students who organize activism.
We at Local 1105 will not stand by and allow our rights to be trampled. We are joined today by UE labor unions from across the U.S. to say that attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
U of M administrators say they had no prior knowledge of the detainment, which happened Thursday at an off-campus residence.
Officials with a Minneapolis-based banking institution say they believe one of their executives was the only person on board a small plane that crashed in Brooklyn Park over the weekend.
It's been known since Saturday that no one on board the plane survived the crash, and there's no official ID from the medical examiner. But U.S. Bank released a statement that the plane was registered to their chief administrative officer, Terry Dolan. Sean Conway is Brooklyn Park fire chief.
There's been a number of people who, family, friends, loved ones, who's experienced significant loss, and they are our priority in how we continue to process this scene. That is important to us, and we're all working very diligently to support them as this is ongoing.
The plane's flight originated out of Naples, Florida, and had stopped in Des Moines before heading to Anoka County Blaine Airport. It went down on the west side of the Mississippi River near the Coon Rapids Dam Park, crashing into a house that was destroyed by fire. No one on the ground was hurt. Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
It was the first test of the Minnesota House's new power-sharing agreement.
Both sides agreed to a budget that reduces state spending by more than $1 billion. DFL State Representative Zach Stevenson says negotiators were disciplined on focusing on the numbers.
We set aside the ideological battles over policy and efforts to revisit past debates and really focused on getting a budget done.
The framework, along with Governor Walz's priorities, will guide lawmakers' spending decisions for the rest of the session. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. A lot riding on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race where Elon Musk has given $20 million of his own money to fund the conservative candidate. The election's tomorrow. University of Wisconsin La Crosse political science professor Andrew Chukowski tells WCCO Television's Esme Murphy that Musk wants to build a Tesla plant in Wisconsin, creating a potential conflict of interest.
There's conflicts of interest conversations all over the place in this campaign. Musk is not the only person who is donating to these candidates and may have potential business before the state Supreme Court. But certainly that law stands out as one that is being litigated and could go all the way up.
Musk was in Wisconsin yesterday, where he named the winners of his million-dollar giveaways orchestrated by his super PAC. The state Supreme Court refused to block those payments.
A man who shot into a car in Minneapolis last spring, killing a mother and injuring her two-year-old child, will serve more than 37 years in prison for the crime.
21-year-old Ayali Abdullahi Ali pleaded guilty to counts of second-degree intentional murder and first-degree assault for the shooting that killed 35-year-old Lillian Perez. Charging documents show Ali shot into the back seat of a vehicle parked in an alley on the 2900 block of 18th Avenue South last May, hitting Perez and her child, who was in her arms. The child survived despite being shot twice in the face, but Perez later died at the hospital. Two other children in the back seat were unharmed. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We're learning more today about an open race for one of Minnesota's U.S. Senate seats. Here's WCCO Susie Jones.
It was mid-February when Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison was asked himself about running for U.S. Senate.
I haven't ruled it in or out. I've been busy. I got EOs to deal with from the Trump administration. Every single day, some sort of crazy thing happens, and so we're focused on that. But, I'll tell y'all something within a day or so.
Today, though, Ellison officially endorsed Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan for the seat. Tina Smith announced earlier this year she would not seek re-election, and Flanagan was the first to announce her candidacy.
Finally, it was a fight for the Wolves at Target Center Sunday night, literally.
The NBA expected to further punish players and coaches involved in a fight that happened at last night's Timberwolves-Pistons game at Target Center.
It's going to take a lot to break this up.
You got to stay out of the crowd. This is not good.
FanDuel Sports North this on that call. Five players and two coaches were ejected from the game after the fight, which happened in the second quarter of the Wolves' eventual victory. Timberwolves players who were kicked out, Naz Reid and Dante DiVincenzo, along with an assistant coach. Our Henry Lake was there, posted video that he shot on our website. We've got it at WCCORadio.com. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And Wolves coach Chris Finch is now sharing his thoughts about that fight.
The game was way too physical. I thought it was a little lopsided in its physicality. And I thought that, you know, it was bound to happen. It just felt like it was coming.
Thanks for listening to A3O On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.